This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A bill to ban the sale of so-called assault weapons in Colorado cleared the Democratic-controlled House on Sunday. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Under the bill, businesses and individuals would no longer be able to sell or transfer these weapons, but current owners would be allowed to keep their guns. Democratic Representative Judy Immobile represents the district in Boulder where the King Super shooting occurred.
This is going to make a difference. All of the things we have done are going to make a difference. We're going to save lives and we're going to change the culture.
Eight Democrats joined Republicans to oppose the bill. They say it's unconstitutional, ineffective, and would make the state less safe. The proposal now heads to the state Senate. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
If you've ever found an overdue library book at home and cringe at the thought of bringing it back, Pooter Libraries in Fort Collins has you beat. CPR's Eden Lane has the story of a book returned a century after its due date.
The library says its book, Ivanhoe by Sir Walter Scott, turned up in a woman's belongings in Kansas. It had been due back at the Fort Collins Public Library and Free Reading Room on February 13, 1919. The woman's daughter returned it this February, making it overdue by approximately 38,000 days. Based on the overdue fine at the time of 2 cents per day, the charge would have been more than $700. However, Pooter Libraries got rid of overdue fines several years ago. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Snow will intensify in the mountains overnight with rain possible overnight in Denver. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.